Is Alaska ready for the space age? That's the question on the mind of some state senators who hosted the Alaska Rocket and Space Summit at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office today. The day-long session featured presentations from representatives of successful aerospace enterprises in Florida and Utah, and from Alaska agencies like the State Department of Transportation and the Alaska Aerospace Corporation. Alaska Senate President Gary Stevens says the state needs to decide the level it wants to fund the developing aerospace industry. He says Governor Parnell put $25 million into the budget this year to maintain the Alaska Aerospace Corporation, a state-owned agency which operates the Kodiak Launch Complex.
You know, we put a lot of money into that over the years. The federal government has put $140-some million. We put over, you know, probably about $50 million when all is said and done. They've had some $150 million in revenues from the launches they've already had. And now that we've done that, we need to make sure that it works.
Stevens says Lockheed Martin has also promised to put $100 million into a medium-sized lift facility at the Kodiak launch site this year. Lockheed Martin wants the Kodiak site for its Athena 3 rocket for West Coast launches. Stevens says the Athena is able to launch payloads of 13,000 pounds into orbit.
The advantage that Alaska has is in polar flights, you know, in launching satellites in the polar orbit, which is pretty interesting. We know their state has quite that ability. We are just ideally situated for that. And what is remarkable for me, having lived in Kodiak for some 40 years, is the weather conditions there are actually better than in some of the other sites, because you can launch, even though it may be cloudy or rainy, you can still launch.
Stevens says the testimony he's heard indicates that satellites can be launched from Alaska as effectively and as economically as anywhere else in the country.